This is your be moment, your moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am encouraging you to surrender to God's approach. And I've shared with you before how I see surrender as a three-legged stool. Leg one is surrendering to God's will. Leg two is surrendering to His timing. The third leg is where I really had to do my work, surrendering to God's approach. Here's a glimpse at the old Suzette. So when I had been praying for something and the first few positive things happened, I think to myself, man, God is really working things out. And this would inspire me to wait with great anticipation for the next event to occur. And when it didn't happen, my spirit sank. I think to myself, why did all these things line up if my ultimate prayer isn't being answered? And this is when I had to learn the critical importance of surrendering to God's approach. Recently, we talked about Lazarus' story. Now, if I had been one of Lazarus' sisters, I likely would have thought to myself, Jesus, I know you as a healer. I called you to heal my brother, but you didn't come. Now he's dead. I thought the whole point of knowing you as a healer was to call on you when we needed healing. Now, of course, this was a very limited view of things. In reality, when Jesus called Lazarus to rise from the grave, he wanted us to see him as the resurrection and the life, as it was just days before his own crucifixion. We would have missed an entire miracle if Jesus had just healed Lazarus. Tune into the Blues of Blessings YouTube channel today as I share a throwback video of what's possible when we surrender to God's approach. But before you do, remember these words, my ways are far beyond anything you could imagine. Isaiah 55:8. So today, trust his approach.